Welcome to your Encountering Peace devotion, exclusively for Patreon Dwell members. Wherever you are, waking, walking, resting, or waiting, this is a quiet space where Drew reflects on Scripture each week to guide you to stillness, breathing, and remembering that God is near, and you can always encounter His peace.
Have you ever found yourself holding on to faith by a thread, whispering prayers you're not sure God hears, yet somehow still showing up again and again and again? Well, this is Drew, and this week you and I will be exploring what it really means to be faithful, not just in the absence of fear, but in the quiet choice to trust when life feels uncertain. Thanks for joining me. And as always, let's begin by just taking a few deep breaths together. Just close your eyes without effort. And let's breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Once more, breathe in through your nose, maybe to a count of four. And out to a count of four. Just let your soul settle into this gentle moment of peace. And I want to welcome you. Maybe you're listening on your evening walk or winding down before bed. Maybe just sitting on the back porch with a cup of tea. Wherever you are, this is a space to breathe. A pause to remember that God's presence is steady, even when the world feels fragile. I've been thinking a lot about faithfulness this week, and not the loud kind that makes headlines, but the quiet, often hidden kind that just keeps showing up. You know, a few days ago, I walked outside just before sunrise. I sometimes wake too early. The night had been a little restless. The storm had rolled through, thunder echoing in the dark. But as morning came, a thin band of pink light stretched across the horizon through the shades of our bedroom on my side of the bed. I walked outside. The wind was still cool, the ground damp, and the air carried that, I don't know, that scent of new beginning. And I realized the sun never hesitated that day. It rose on schedule, faithful to its call. It reminded me that God's faithfulness is just like that, isn't it? Steady, predictable, in the best possible way. Even when I drift, even when prayers feel unanswered, His light still returns. And maybe you're like me and you've felt that too, that strange comfort of realizing that grace didn't wait for you to be strong. It just arrived again and again and again, because that's what grace does. It reminds me of Psalm 57 that says, "My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast." And in my translation, there's an exclamation point there. I will sing and make melody. But you know, in context, David wrote those words while hiding in a cave. Hardly the setting for a worship song, right? Yet even there, he sang. The Hebrew word translated steadfast is nekon. It carries the sense of being firmly established, securely set and made ready. Faithfulness, then, isn't about emotional certainty. It's about choosing where to stand. You may not feel strong today, but you can still stand. You can still whisper, "My heart will trust you here." And that small act of trust becomes worship. I've learned that faithfulness isn't measured by how often I succeed, but by how often I return. Every return, every turning of the heart toward God is a victory of grace. So maybe faithfulness looks like opening your Bible when you'd rather scroll, or showing kindness when no one notices, or praying again and again and again, even in a season of silence. God doesn't need your perfection. He delights in your persistence. So let's slow our breathing again. Just inhale again to a count of four. And exhale to four. Inhale and remember his nearness. And exhale by resting in his faithfulness. Pray with me, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. When our hearts wander, you wait patiently. When we falter, you remain firm. So teach us what it means to have a steadfast heart. Anchor us in your love. And when doubt whispers, remind us of your promises. When we are weary, strengthen our resolve. As you breathe in, just imagine the light of dawn spilling across that cave where David once prayed. Hope rising even in hiding. As you breathe out, release the weight of what you cannot control. God is not asking you to fix everything. He's asking you to stay in his presence long enough to remember that you are held in his arms. So, Father, may every heartbeat become a quiet echo of faithfulness, not because we're constant, but because you are. In Psalm 57, let our lives hum the melody, my heart is steadfast. So tonight, or whenever you hear this, may you rest knowing that the same God who brings the sun every morning will bring mercy to your soul. When your heart feels unsteady, just lean into his steadiness. When you grow tired, let his faithfulness carry you. May his constancy be the rhythm beneath your days and the calm above your nights. And may peace, quiet, abiding peace, be your companion. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Lamentations 3. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
As we close, may stillness stay with you. Carry this peace into your work, your words, your rest. And remember, the Spirit walks beside you. Until next week, may you encounter Christ's love and steady your heart with lasting peace.